times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home a cheap 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, poo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Government confirms meningitis outbreak at Mwense Secondary School. 43 people die in road traffic accidents during Heroes and Unity holiday. UK faces rising and unpredictable threat from Iran. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondwe. Health Minister Elijah Muchima has announced an outbreak of meningitis at Mwense Secondary School in Mwense District, Luapula Province, with two deaths recorded so far. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Dr. Muchima explains that last week, the ministry received information about the sudden deaths of two male learners, both aged 19, from Mwense Secondary School after complaining of fevers, headaches, abdominal pains and dizziness. Dr. Muchima says these deaths occurred after a few hours of admission to Mwense Urban Health Centers. He says government has since conducted an initial risk assessment which classified the outbreak as high risk, and common symptoms identified include fever, neck stiffness, altered mental status, headache, nausea and voice. Dr. Muchima says in response, government has established isolation centers at Mwense District Hospital and Mansa General Hospital. He says mass screening is being conducted at Mwense Secondary School and ensured isolation for all boarding learners, including intensifying personal hand hygiene, cough etiquette, wearing masks, and seeking early care when one develops flu-like symptoms, fever, or headache. He also disclosed that in the last 24 hours, the school has recorded two suspected cases, no deaths, six discharges, and 17 patients currently admitted, bringing the cumulative total to 83 suspected cases, 5 confirmed, 16 discharges, and 2 deaths.
I can confirm that as of this morning, that the results from cerebral spinal fluid fluid has confirmed the presence of bacteria infection that is causing a disease of the brain, and it's covering this disease is called meningitis, and the type of bacteria isolated is Streptococcus pneumonia, which is causing meningitis. Besides this bacterium, we have further isolated influenza A and influenza B viruses from the respiratory systems.
The Zambia Police Service recorded a total of 345 road traffic accidents across the country during the 2025 Heroes and Unity holiday period, an increase from 319 accidents recorded during the same period last year. The Police Assistant Public Relations Officer, Chipo Kaitisha, has revealed that 29 of the accidents were fatal, resulting in 43 deaths. 42 accidents were classified as serious, leaving 46 people seriously injured. 86 accidents caused slight injuries, affecting 117 individuals, while 184 accidents resulted in vehicle damage only. Ms. Kaitisha says Lusaka province recorded the highest number of accidents with 141, followed by the Copperbelt province with 46 and Northwestern province with 31. She has attributed the majority of accidents to low compliance with traffic rules, emphasizing that human error remains a major contributing factor. Meanwhile, Ms. Kaitisha says the police collected over 915,000 kwacha in admission of guilt fines in the period under review. a notable increase from over 694,000 kwacha collected during the same period last year.
Lusaka province recorded the highest with 141 road traffic accidents, while Copperbelt recorded 46 and Northwestern recorded 31 accidents respectively. Southern recorded 30, while Eastern recorded 28 and Central province had 26. Wapula recorded 15, Northern and Western recorded 10 accidents each, while Muchinga had the least with 8. During the same period in 2024, the Zambia Police Service recorded 319 road traffic accidents, in which 25 were recorded as fatal, where 27 people died, while 42 were recorded as seriously injured road traffic accidents, in which 78 people were seriously injured.
The Industrial Development Corporation, IDC, has set an ambitious target to generate 7 billion kwacha in dividend income by 2033. Speaking during the IDC Open Day in Lusaka this morning, Chief Executive Officer Cornwell Mulea says the goal will be achieved through restructuring, recapitalization, improving operational efficiency and promoting trade to optimize resource utilization and reduce costs. Mr. Mulea revealed that IDC aims to lead Zambia's industrialization with a strong investment pipeline with $1 billion. He adds that by 2033, the corporation plans to commission 24 new projects and create 40,000 direct jobs. He says key investment areas will include agriculture, energy, manufacturing and tourism, highlighting initiatives such as farm expansion, aquaculture development, renewable energy projects and infrastructure upgrades. Mr. Mulea says to support long-term sustainability, IDC will implement a resource mobilization strategy aimed at growing its fund portfolio to 230 billion kwacha by 2033 and also plans to diversify income sources to maintain a consistent 20% annual growth in fund revenue.
So looking ahead, we are developing an investment at the level of at least $1 billion, aiming to commission 24 projects by 2033. This will create over 40,000 direct jobs for the Zambians. We are also positioning 93 reservoirs in the green and circular economy with plans to implement its major green projects by 2033. We will continue to keep you, our stakeholders, updated on the milestones that we will be achieving together as a group.
Vice President of Botswana, Ndaba Kaolate, has emphasized the urgent need to fully implement and operationalize the African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA, if the continent is to harness the full benefits of its vast natural and mineral resources. Zambia ratified the AFCFTA agreement on 8 February 2021, becoming the 36th African Union member to do so, toward creating a single market for goods and services across the African continent, boosting trade and economic growth. Delivering his keynote address this morning at the ongoing Africa Unlocked 2025 conference in Cape Town, South Africa, organized by the Standard Bank Group under the theme Business Shaping Africa's Tomorrow, Mr. Golate has stressed that Africa is too rich to be donor dependent. Our staffer, Michael Kalova, reports from Cape Town that Mr. Kaolate has expressed concern that over 600 million Africans remain without access to energy despite the continent's abundant resources, further noting that Africa continues to attract only 1% of global capital, while intra-African trade remains low at just 16%.
And we gather today under the banner Africa Unlocks, Business Shaping Africa's Tomorrow. This is not just a conference theme, it is a charge. It is a sermon, and a generational mandate. Africa is too wealthy a place to be attended to by donor aid. We possess all the ingredients for our own transformation. The men and women of authentic enterprise